what we're not doing is standing up another institution for this, but rather students would apply to become a Roosevelt Scholar through their institution. They'd go to the institution of their choice to get their graduate degree, and then coming out, they'd actually have to serve a term in the federal government. And that term would be based on the amount of scholarship money and the longevity of their scholarship in and of itself. This is really for those really hard to fill or mission critical occupations as well. So, you know, as we look at that right now, and as we've talked on and on again, it's really, you know, a lot of the MBAs and for business majors, it's folks in the public health fields. It would be folks in engineering and some of the hard sciences. Again, places where government really needs talent and has a lack of that talent coming in. I think it absolutely raises the profile of federal service as well. We expect the act to actually be introduced in the coming weeks, so it hasn't been introduced yet. But more than 80 colleges, universities, nonprofit organizations have already signed on endorsing this or showing their support for this. In conversations with them, we're led to believe that not only will this benefit directly those individuals who are getting the scholarship, but again, it raises the profile of federal service on those campuses in general as well.
And this is being introduced by Representative Price from North Carolina.
We think there's a great deal of impetus behind it. And again, I think equally importantly to the support on the Hill, I think is some of the grassroots support that's been developed and we're beginning to see bubble up as well. Again, the 80-plus colleges and universities who have signed on to this, some nonprofit organizations. We've also now just begun a kind of a general petition drive as well for others, students, you know, parents, others who are really concerned about the ultimate health of our federal government and knowing that people are the source of making sure that we're running on all cylinders. That petition actually can be accessed through our website, ourpublicservice.org.
And that petition is also available through Web 2.0 technology, through these social networking technologies. You guys are making good use of that, too.
Certainly trying to. And again, what we've heard from students as well is one of the biggest barriers to entering federal service has been debt load. When you come out of college or university now, you know, it's not simply a couple of thousand dollars that most students have of debt. It's tens of thousands of dollars. And without some type of financial assistance to help bring down that debt load, it really is government service, while it may be really attractive to them otherwise, really isn't an option.
Just a little anecdotal evidence. I have a friend who had a Homeland Security grant. This was soon after 9/11, 2001. And so he went through and got the grant and everything. And then, you know, after, you know, we paid for his help, pay for his education, went to Homeland Security and said, OK, I'm ready to work for the government. And they said, OK, USAjobs.gov. And that's how you go find a job. I'm wondering if there's any follow-up on these processes. I always get worried that then they come back and say, okay, well, look, the program doesn't work, when the program doesn't work because it wasn't set up properly.
Yeah, Chris, great concern as well. And you know, there are other scholarship programs or fellowship programs out there that actually do provide educational assistance in return for federal service. And one of the issues that frequently we hear is that the conversion then into, or the ability to actually serve that service commitment is really upon the ability of the individual then to get through the competitive process, which is not always easy.
Right.
What the Roosevelt Scholars program is set up to do is not only promote the Roosevelt Scholars program, but also promote and better coordinate some of these other scholarship programs, and to work directly with federal agencies to make sure that they're fully utilizing these in bringing talent in.
Do federal agencies have a need for more of a pool of master's degree level applicants?
Well, Amy, the reason that this particular proposal is focused on graduate level is a lot of the really hard to fill are in a little bit more specialized fields, which often require advanced degrees. So again, if you look at within the science community, it's less that you're looking at a biology major coming directly out of school, as it is that you're looking at somebody with an advanced degree in a very specific field of biology. So again, it's really designed to get those folks that government otherwise is really not having a hard time, or is already having a hard time fill. I think the other unique thing about this though, and we've talked about this in the past as well, is simply creating that scholarship to get people in, Chris, kind of to your point as well, is not enough. I think, you know, with their service commitment, you're going to have those folks for, you know, upwards of 5 years. The challenge for government will be making sure they put their best foot forward, making sure they really engage these people so that they've actually got them long term.